The debate over whether Troy should become a sanctuary city has gone into overtime following Thursday night's Common Council meeting.
Okay.
The months of debate over whether to declare Troy a sanctuary city apparently will continue. Near the end of a chaotic four-hour meeting attended by about 400 local residents.
Can we please have a police officer? All right.
The issue was taken up after an easier vote. The council approved a measure striking fees for kids under 18 who want to go swimming at the yet-to-be-finished South Troy Pool. The smiles quickly turned to frowns.
Hey, I'm a taxpayer, y'all know.
Here's what's going to happen. Any yelling, you're to remove them. You are to remove them.
A public comment period illustrated how divided attendees are over sanctuary.
Hebrews 13:2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers.
My taxes have gone up here. I've worked for the city starting at age 13. I'm now 57 and a half, and I've worked 2 and 3 jobs just to own the house I own in South Troy. People here, you want things handed to you.
So the side of the law, especially the federal law, is often not on the side of justice. History teaches this. I am married to an immigrant. I welcome her and her friends, but illegal aliens are not welcome.
I strongly encourage all of you to pass this resolution from a point of compassion.
I'm an immigrant with a green card. You're not. I am. And you guys are wrong. And I hope you have a conscience when you go to sleep at night.
At one point, Council President Carmela Mantello, a Republican, tried to invalidate the measure by invoking Robert's Rules of Order, a standard the council previously embraced to run meetings with maximum fairness to all members. Anger and argument followed. The marathon meeting took its toll. GOP council member Jim Gulley reached a breaking point.
For 6 months, I've listened to the same stories 4 different times. There's a lot of people that are being affected emotionally, passionately, and angrily over this issue. We've done this many times. I just drove 3 hours away to come down here tonight to settle this issue and to get it off the floor one way or the other, because if it passes tonight, it'll be going next year. If it doesn't pass tonight, it's done. And I just don't want to deal with this anymore.
In the end, the council did vote 4-3 to pass the FACT Act, formerly known as Sanctuary City Resolution 113. Councilor Deborah Garrett, a Democrat, appointed to fill the vacancy in District 2 after Mark McGrath stepped down, left immediately afterward as the remaining councilors voted on other items of city business. The measure now goes to Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden, who can sign it, veto it, or do nothing. He told reporters after the meeting that there is no meaning to the term sanctuary city, and he doesn't consider Troy to be a sanctuary city under the resolution. And then there was the matter of Robert's Rules.
What's next is I think we need to sit down and look at what happened in the untabling effort and understand if that was done properly or improperly, and try to ascertain whether what occurred tonight was legal or extra legal.
WAMC asked Madden about a tweet Republican Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin posted moments after the meeting, urging Madden to veto the measure.
I haven't made a determination on that. I'll sit down, I'll look at what they passed, the final version of what was passed. I'll sit with our police chiefs, I'll sit with our corporation council. We'll make that determination over the course of the next couple days.
Mantello summed up her version of the evening.
There is no resolution because they needed to untable it back in January. But on a different track, as you know, I'm introducing a local law. It was officially introduced tonight. As council members are stating, we passed a resolution on early voting because we want to see everybody vote. Well, my local law puts the Sanctuary City resolution before the voters in November. So what I'm saying to all my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, put your money where your mouth is, stop talking the talk, walk the walk, and let the voters decide on this issue.
Observers say it is unlikely the Republican minority will be able to sway their Democratic associates to vote in favor of a public referendum. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.